Hello there, my name is Ayn, like Einstein. I am a typical high school student in Canada who dislikes getting up early. But I should say maybe not that typical. I'm an artist, which is an interesting part of my character. Not the famous one though. But wait. Here's the thing, I enjoy drawing like many other people. I have other interests such as illustrating, animation, dancing, singing, and so on. But today isn't about me introducing myself to you guys. It's to share some of my unique experiences with starting my own fundraiser so that people who listen to this podcast can be inspired to establish their own. As I previously stated, I have established my own fundraising campaign in order to donate funds to organizations such as animal shelters or organizations related to animal protection. But how did I even come up with the idea of starting my own charity event? Undoubtedly, I may sound stupid, but at first, the goal was to look great on my resume. But that's when I became stuck. I had no clue and where to begin the fundraiser. This is the part where you should pay close attention. At first, I wondered the best way to start. Thus, what talents of mine can help in making more donation? At that point, this thought just struck my mind in half. I'm talented at drawing and would like to donate money to animal-related organizations. So maybe I should draw people's pets or favorite animals when they donate the money. So that's what I went with. I drew some samples and taped them in the donation box that I'll be carrying along. But there was another problem. There was no one at first. To be honest, it was quite shocking. Yet, I refused to give up. I used some of my connections to advertise my fundraising idea and the location where I'm fundraising on their social media. Some responded through the social media while others came to the location where I was fundraising. So this is what I did. Whenever clients pay more than $5, I illustrate the animal realistically through paper or by digital art. But if they purchased less than $5, then I would sketch the animal in a cartoon style since it was easier to draw like that. But what if people left immediately after donating the money? Well, that's no problem. I'd put two pieces of paper next to the donation box so people could see it and so the individuals could write down their email addresses and the breed of the animal in order for me to send them an image of the sketch if they missed it. And the other piece of paper to jot down people's comments to the drawing just for fun, nothing serious. My mother, who was incredibly encouraging, also assisted me greatly with this one. She would ask some of her coworkers to help me. If you're too nervous or anxious about gathering people you don't know, perhaps you should start with those you know or you're close with. In case I wasn't clear enough, I'll repeat myself again. To launch a charity event, you must first choose your goals. My goal was to raise funds to help animals. Second, decide on what kind of fundraising you want to host. Consider your target donors. Mine was someone who cared about animals or had pets. I also used peer-to-peer networking and fundraising activities to attract my people. After deciding on the type of fundraiser, you should build a detailed plan for how you're going to move on. Then, select a platform. Add details to assist you to keep up with your goals. Consider your budget, schedule, and possibly people who can support you. Finally, customize your idea and proceed with it. Proceed with them. This was a podcast about how to create a fundraiser for the people who didn't have a good idea that came in mind. I hope you guys find found this somewhat useful, and I would really like to thank you for listening to my boring speech without falling asleep. Thank you very much.